It's that time of year again, back to school time, and let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Lynette Hegeman, who's the marketing director with Operation Homefront. And it's going to be the annual Back to School Brigade that's going to be happening here shortly. Lynette, thanks for joining us this afternoon. I can't believe it's already back to school. It's amazing.
I know. Can you believe it? Seems like they just got out of school.
No doubt about it. Now, Hunt Military Communities, or HMC, through its nonprofit Homefront, Operation Homefront, is going to be offering the Back to School Brigade. What is this all about?
Well, actually, let me clarify a little bit.
Okay.
So Hunt Heroes Foundation is the nonprofit organization for Hunt Military Communities. And this year, it's our second year that we are actually collaborating with Operation Homefront, which is a organization that provides special services for military service members around the country. And so this year, Hunt Heroes Foundation, Operation Homefront, we're excited to have our second year of being able to bring school supplies to military families in advance of the 2021 school year that's about to start.
That is it's outstanding. Now, these backpacks are going to be filled with school supplies, and you're going to be distributing. Talk about how that's going to happen, how the distribution happens, and how someone can get one of these.
Sure. So we are doing an online registration for military children. They can go to backpack.huntheroesfoundation.org, and they can choose the military community, the Hunt military community they live in. So for those living in the Colorado Springs area, it would be Air Force Academy, or if they happen to live outside of it, Buckley is the other one that we are doing this service for. So they would go in and register, and then between probably August 8th and 15th, the backpacks are being shipped to each of those bases, and the families that have registered will be contacted to come pick up their backpacks. And we did this last year, and it's a full-size backpack with note cards and pens and pencils and markers and paper and just everything that a child would need to start the school year.
Now, that is outstanding. And again, if anybody missed that website or anything, any information that you missed, you can go back to KRDO.com and listen to this podcast, because we're going to put it up on our podcast page. You can get all the information that you may have missed. So it's very easy to just go back to KRDO.com and go to the podcast page. Now, if you think about it, Lynette, a normal school year has not been around for at least 3 years or 2.5 years or so, because the end of the 19 school year was the start of the pandemic, then all of last year. So there are some kids that are starting school that have really never had a normal school year. Isn't that amazing?
It is. And we are providing backpacks for children between the ages of 4 and 16. And so we did do this last year, and I was surprised that even though these children were not going to school in person, that they still were excited to get a backpack and still be homeschooled, right? They were doing a lot of online virtual. And so we just wanted to make sure that they had a great experience, and they still felt like, I might not be getting up and going to school, but I'm still getting up and going to my computer and going through that educational process. So we wanted to give them just that experience of, you might not have to carry that heavy backpack, but at least you're having the supplies and you can feel a sense of organization and kind of excitement, right?
And supporting military families, that is in itself so awesome.
Yes. And so, you know, the Hunt Heroes Foundation, their sole purpose is to do that extra for these military families, whether it's we give out scholarships. This year we just gave out 15 scholarships totaling $40,000. In April, we have Hunt Little Heroes, and we award children. They share with us what the great things they're doing in their community, and then we award some of them cash monetary gifts, and then they also get to choose the charity of their choice. Now we're doing the backpacks. In September, it's Suicide Prevention Month, and we're going to be doing a lot of education and podcasts and just information, because suicide is really it's really a detriment in our military families.
Yeah.
It's something that we really have to be cognizant of. You know, they say every day around the world, there's at least 22 service members that take their life, whether they're retirees or active. That's a big number. And so, so September, we're going to focus on that. And then in October, we're going to be focusing on food insecurity. Not only is that just for Americans in general, but military families are struggling with that as well, especially families that had maybe a second parent that now is staying home, maybe lost a job. And so now, you know, they're having to stay home and maybe homeschool or just, you know, deal with the effects of COVID and how that's impacted their family, which happens to be through food. So great organization. I love Hunt Heroes Foundation. And I love the partners that we work with just to be able to give special services to our military families who deserve so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the website once again, and it'll be repeated on the podcast so people can get more information on that and everything we talked about today.
Absolutely. Backpack.huntheroesfoundation.org. And they can just choose the military base they live at, register, and we'll be contacting them for their date for pickup.
Excellent, excellent. Lynette, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it.